Hey, Kevin Guthrie here from Radio Newark, doing another one of our Corona podcasts. During these daily podcasts, we are hoping to, spread a little bit of understanding, maybe a little bit of joy, and giving you a place where you can just check in. So my first question to everybody is, how are you doing? So we are now into our second week of lockdown, or semi-lockdown, as I'm referring to it. There's been a shift. There's been a shift in mood. I've noticed. It felt like last week people were it wasn't that they were enjoying it so much, but there was a little bit of newness around the situation, and it feels like now people are settling down, and I've sensed a lot of sadness from the people that I'm working with and also from the people around me. It feels like there has been a lot of sadness. Okay, so today, or during this really short podcast, I wanted to talk about, it was a model that I learned years ago, and it was called forming, storming, norming, and performing. Okay, so, and it kind of feels like we're going through those stages right now. The first one is forming. So forming in this scenario would be getting used to the situation. So we would be almost like becoming a little bit compliant. So the government say you must do this, and then we do it. So it feels like we form. Okay, this model is usually with reference to group work. Okay, but it feels like this is happening as a nation. I can't talk for the world, but as a nation, I can only talk for our nation because we are going through this process right now. Okay, so forming, storming is the second part of it. Storming, people get a little bit angsty, and it felt like that happened last week a little bit. It felt like people got a little bit narky. People were still kind of fighting against the system a little bit. So that's the storming area. The norming area, I don't feel like we've hit yet. So norming, I think, will happen maybe next week or maybe the week after. I'm not entirely sure. Norming is when everything kind of settles down a little bit and everything becomes that little bit more normal in this very unusual time that we're going through right now. So I think that'll happen next week, maybe into the week after. The last part of the model is performing, and that's when we carry on with what will be our norm then. Okay, so forming, storming, norming, and performing is how we operate as humans. As I said earlier, this model is usually used on groups of people coming together and how they form the group that they're going to work in. We have been put into the most unusual situation because of this virus, like I've said before, a situation that is unprecedented in the world. We've never experienced anything like this before, so it's thrown everybody. Governments, leaders, prime ministers, people from around the world, nobody would have ever thought that this could have happened. Okay, so everybody's kind of learning on the hoof, so to speak. The other thing I wanted to check in with you today was having a little bit of routine, because again, I've noticed from the people around me that having routine is really important, and if you don't have that, then you can soon kind of fall off the bandwagon, so to speak. It's very easy for us now to start creating habits and behaviours that aren't overly healthy for us. If you check out yesterday's podcast was all about the words healthy and helpful. And there is this real sense at the minute that we could develop habits and behaviours that aren't helpful to us. Okay, so check those out and be aware of them. You know, I like the word aware. Be aware of them and look at them just that little bit more closely. So because you're working from home, you might change your eating habits, you might change your drinking habits, but a little bit of structure. I know for me in this house, we have to, because there's now two people working in this house, there has to be a point in the day that we say, okay, that point is closing, that point, and we have to agree on that day by day. So for example, tomorrow evening, my work won't finish till 8:30. So I can't close down until 8:30. Okay. And tonight I will finish after I finish this podcast. So we have to agree on that. We have to agree. I guess the agreement time is what time we're going to have tea. And whatever time we're going to have tea, That's the last thing we do during the day. And then we kind of agree that after that, there's going to be no more social media. There's going to be no more kind of putting stuff on social media for the two businesses that we run from this house. So put some more normality in there. I know that you a lot of you will have set up offices in different places in the house. If you can, and this is only if you can, try and be able to close the door on that. Have some structure. Have your breakfast. Have a shower. Get dressed, go to work. Even if going to the work means going into the spare bedroom, go to work, have your lunch at your normal time, and then finish at your normal time, but have structure. Don't get tempted into daytime TV or anything like that, okay, because that is just going to form unhealthy habits and behaviors. Okay. Remember that I'm taking questions. Any questions you have around mental health and the coronavirus, then please give me a shout and I will do my very, very best to answer them. As I said yesterday, myself and Radio Newark just want to bring, it's not normality, but a little bit of sense, I guess, to what's happening in the situation. So hopefully the forming, storming, norming and performing might have helped you understand what's happening to us as humans at the minute. We're being challenged, okay? Any questions, fire them in. If you like these podcasts, then please share them. Please let's get this knowledge out there as far as we can, just because it helps people, for no other reason, just because hopefully it helps people. Okay, I'm going to go. Be very, very kind to yourself. Be very, very kind to everybody around you. And above all else, please be safe. Okay, take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.